angel Gabriel from heaven came. Swings as drifted storms and lights as flame. All hail Saint Ethel, holy maiden Mary, most high faith and faith, Lord be high. For born a blessed mother thou shalt be, generations born upon thee. Thy son shall be, and who have my steers for sport, most high favored lady, and gentle Mary, meekly bowed her head, sweet as it pleaseth God, she said, my soul shall order.
Christmas. I bet you weren't thinking about that. But many churches and Christians will be thinking about that tomorrow on the 25th of March, as it's the Feast of the Annunciation, the moment Mary, the mother of Jesus, is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and a sense to be the mother of the Christ child. Well, for me, Mary is the model disciple. She's able to say yes to the presence of the Christ child, and she's the first to do it. I don't think it's a patriarchal power game where she's completely overpowered and has no choice. Some people think that. In fact, I think the point is largely that she does have a choice. And she says yes, and she enters into the unknown. It's the wonder, the challenge, and the pain. It's one of those moments that change the world. And we'd be none the wiser if she'd said no. She follows Jesus everywhere. She is utterly supportive, but never gets in the way or asks for anything in return. She's there at the birth, childhood, the initiations, teachings, the miracles, the trials, his death. She glories in his resurrection. And she is there when the Holy Spirit overpowers the disciples in the upper room. And yet she in no way dominates. She is the model of the humble, seeking, loving follower of Christ, pointing the way, but never requiring praise, but rather offering it. I've never really been a great fan of the excesses of Marian devotion. But I do think we ought to give thanks for her example, for her discipleship, for the consistency of her love of Christ. She is a great example to us all. Here's the passage from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Mary's encounter with the angel Gabriel, the messenger of God, instills a deep sense of praise within her. It's as if she has been ignited in the depths of her being with the gift of praise, so that whatever may befall her, something within her always sings to the glory of God. I wonder whether you can find such a place in you. It needs to be somewhere near to your core, to your center, to your soul. And it can't be easily dislodged. It's focused on a reality far beyond the present fickle vagaries of life. Praising because you have been fearfully and wonderfully made. And you are alive, lit by the loving gaze of Christ.